A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly. More or less. What's going to happen? This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Hey, Jazz fans. Is this a good, I mean, like, I don't know. When's the next time we're giving out Jazz tickets? That's what I think people still
next
want
October.
Jazz tickets. Come on. Don't do that. We love giving out the Jazz tickets.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
My thing is just that I
would I go to a Jazz game
even
tomorrow? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd
course.
Be right there.
No, of course.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, like, there is an energy around the team when things are going really well. Like, if they would have won that game at Detroit last week and then won that Houston game, they'd have 31
yeah,
wins.
I don't want to hear coulda, wouldas, and shouldas. Who they are is who they are.
No, I know. I'm just saying that he's just such
what
bad
you're saying
losses.
Is they're not that far off. They're just not
no,
that far
no,
off.
No, they feel further off than they've ever been in the last, like, 3 years, right?
Well, as bad as it feels, they're not really in that bad a position.
I love that people are blaming Danny Ainge already, though. The guy is, like, still reading the, the manual for the Jazz.
No, not the manual, the roster. He's going, who's number double zero? Who's zero?
Can we pick up this Garrison kid out of Houston? Yeah, come on. No, but Danny Ainge getting lit up last night on Twitter, hilarious. Like, just there's as if he made any impact on how the last 18 games have gone since they've made him the CEO. Come on. Scott, what are the odds goes like this? We roll out a scenario, and people like yourself or myself, you can yell it at your radios. You're going down the road as well. You can give us the percent chance, 0 to 100% chance, that the thing that we are talking about will or will not happen. So there you go. Jersey number that applies to that same number, you get bonus points.
Yeah.
Fake bonus points. Bonus points that don't add up to anything. It's just feel-good points for you. Yeah. Market update, though,
and
real quick.
And you do feel smarter when
no,
you
No, for
that,
sure. Yeah. Market update real quick, brought to you by trydaytrading.com. Dow off again today, more than 300 points. Down 313. Oh. NASDAQ down 186 today.
Are they like investing in the Jazz? Or was that what the
Will
stock market's
it?
Done?
Why would you do that? S&P 500 off 50 points as well. So all the markets off just about 1% today. It's been like that the last 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, congratulations. That's nice.
Market update brought to you by trydaytrading.com. There you go. Scott, first up here, what are the odds that you'll actually watch the Super Bowl halftime show? Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar. Now, they released a trailer. Have they ever released a trailer for there was a trailer released for the Super Bowl halftime show. So they released a trailer, I guess, for the halftime show. The Super Bowl halftime show, it's a complicated relationship that it has with its viewers. Because there are people who are just there. It's the halftimes don't matter ever in the NFL except for...
Why do you have to promote this?
I know. Like,
why do you have to promote halftime?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, but like every year, the Super Bowl, they make such a huge deal about who's at halftime.
All right, so what are the odds
what
that we're going to watch
you're going to watch the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, everyone watches the halftime show, regardless of who it is. they'll tune in and they'll go, nah, or wow, that was
they'll
pretty
say,
good.
Ooh, not good.
Yeah. People will tune in. That's a high one.
But see, this one for me personally, like this is high school for me. Snoop and Dr. Dre. There you go. Look at Scott dancing in the studio. Oh, I can get down with this. Did you say this was the Snoop Dogg?
No.
Or is this the or is this,
this
a
Snoop Dogg?
Is this Dre MD?
It's not Eminem, I know that.
Is this Dre MD? Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Yes. Is he a medical
or
doctor?
Is this Kendrick Lamar? Which one is it?
This is
I know it's not Snoop and I know it's not Eminem.
You don't think it's it is Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been my guess.
Yeah.
So you want my vote here?
Yeah,
are we playing a game
number?
Or what are we doing?
Yeah,
playing
I was just loving the music for a minute there. All right, go ahead.
This is high. 70% Jackie Slater.
Okay. I'm going to go with a John Taylor, was he 82?
Yes.
82%.
Why are you asking me? Why do you do this every day? You ask me, like, I'm taking half your points, just so you know.
No, but I got it right. It was 82.
Right, but you didn't know
that's
you
like
got
it. It's like filling in the bubble.
You have to know the
it's like
the
filling in the
number.
Bubble. I'm a little bit cheating off the sheet.
Well, what you have to do is you have to pretend like you know the number, even if you don't, because I'm not going to fact
former
check
former 49er you. Wide receiver, John
you
Taylor,
think this is
82%.
Like politics where
there
we fact check everything?
Boom.
No.
I just said it.
All right.
Now, Hawaii is an open job on the college football market. What are the odds that a BYU coach on staff actually gets that Hawaii job?
I think it would be so hard to be the Hawaii coach.
Awful. And right now,
no,
it'd
just be awful.
Actually, right now,
it'd be
good
like in paradise all the time. I don't know that I could work every day. We're going to the beach. We're going to surf.
Their exiting regime is like as bad as it gets. Like they've had. It's like all the parents have called the school and want to pull their kids
like
out of the
Urban
class.
Meyer on steroids.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
This is bad.
I understand.
So what are the odds that a BYU coach – is somebody in the running for it? Is Tuiaki in the – oh, Ed Lamb. I could – Ed Lamb.
Yeah.
Ed Lamb and Tuiaki in the same
– I think Tuiaki maybe might – I don't know.
He's a D.C.
Yeah.
Ed Lamb gets that like – they're like he's the – he's like the brainiac of the – he's like the guy who calls all the timeouts.
This is kind of low. I don't think it's super high. I'll say, was Larry Zonka 39%?
Will you stop it? I hate you. Stop.
Larry Zonka, 39%.
Okay, Larry Zonka, 39. I think it's also relatively low. I'm going to go with a Jamal Williams 21% chance. Tuiaki's a defensive coach. Hawaii needs to hire a guy who is like, I need everyone to stand on the sidelines and be a wide receiver and have an offense set up. That's what you need. Scott, final one here.
All right.
What are the odds Utah Jazz have a winning streak of 8 or more games at some point during the rest of the season?
I'll give it a 22% Danny Ainge.
Was he 22?
Doesn't matter what his number was. It's just Danny Ainge, and it's low.
I'm going to go.
He's the problem, man.
He hasn't done anything. I love that. Danny Ainge, fix this now. That was my favorite last night. Fix this now, Danny Ainge. How dare you? I'm going to go with also a low number. 8 games is tough to do already. You got to get your head
I just
right.
want to see the Jazz play 8 games. I mean, win, lose, or whatever.
I'm going to go with the Darren Williams 8% chance that they get 8 games in a row.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. Next hour, we'll talk about the NCAA making some moves. They're trying to stay up with speaking of trying to keep up with the kids these days, man, in an ever-changing landscape of college football and college sports and compensation, they have now ratified a new constitution, Scott. The reality is you didn't know they had a constitution in the first place, but the rules are getting a little bit more complicated. The NCAA is trying to make them a little bit more simple. We'll come back, talk about it next. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone of the Zone Sports Network.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.